Today we'll continue sharing on building up the church. Exodus 25. Verses 1 through 9.
耶和华小谕摩西说：“你告诉以色列人，当为我送礼物来，凡甘心乐意的，你们就可以收取，收下归我。”
Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Tell the sons of Israel to raise a contribution for me. From every man whose heart moves him, you shall raise my contribution."
所要收的礼物就是金银铜、蓝色、紫色、朱红色线、细麻。
This is the contribution which you are to raise from them. Gold, silver, and bronze. Blue, purple, and scarlet material. Fine linen, goat hair, ram skins dyed red, purple skins, acacia wood.
点灯的油，并做高油的香。 香料，红玛瑙、以别样的宝石可以镶嵌在以弗德和胸牌上。Oil
for lighting, spices for anointing oil and for the fragrant incense, onyx stones and setting stones for the ephod and for the
breastpiece.又当为我造圣所，使我可以住在他们中间。Let
them construct a sanctuary for me. That I may dwell among them.
制造帐幕和其中一切的器具，都要照我所指示你的样式。According
to all that I am going to show you, as the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of all its furniture, just so you shall construct it.
再翻到列王记上第六章。
First Kings 6.
列王记上第六章第七节。First
Kings 6 verse 7.
建殿是用山中凿成的石头，建殿的时候锤子、斧子和别样的铁器的声音都没有听见。The
house, while it was being built, was built of stone prepared at the quarry, and there was neither hammer nor axe nor any iron tool heard in the house while it was being built.
你再翻到新约以弗所书第二章。New
Testament Ephesians 2.
以弗所书第二章第十节。Ephesians
2 verse 10.
我们也是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them. Finally, 1 Peter. 1 Peter 2:5.
你们来到主面前，也就像活石，被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司。
You also, as living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house for a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Let us have a word of prayer. Lord, we thank you that this morning we are all gathered before you. Thank you that we always have an opportunity to come before you to read your word. Thank you for your precious word. Each time we read it, we ask that you would open your heart to us so that we could listen and obey your word.
我们实在需要你把这些话借圣灵开启在我们心中。
We need the Holy Spirit to open your word to our hearts.
那明白你的心意。
So that we understand your will.
好像今天在地上行事为人服事，都能按着你的心意来跟随你。
That our walk on earth and our service will be all according to you.
这样所行所事都能够更多定睛在你身上。
So that what we do and what we do and serve would be acceptable and please you.
唯独你是主，唯独你是神。
Because you alone are God and Lord.
我们把感谢赞美再次归给你。
Once again, we offer our praise to you.
带领早晨这点时间。
May you lead this following time.
那我们同在恩典里面被你所得着，被你所建造，被你所成全。
We would be gained and perfected in this hour.
我们将祷告都靠主耶稣基督祈求。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 早晨继续来看教会建造这个题目。
So we'll continue to share upon the building of the church.
我们说到我们从旧约建造会幕，来看新约教会建造的一些属灵原则。
We want to look at the construction of the tabernacle in the Old Testament to know then how to construct the church in the New Testament.
我们知道神把以色列百姓从埃及为奴之家带领出来。
We know that when the people of Israel were taken out of Egypt,
他们来到西乃山底下，说神把律法颁布给他们。
That they came to the foot of Mount Sinai, and the law was given to them.
那这个律法就作为他们以后进到迦南美地以后生活侍奉的一个准则。
Then the law was to establish the principles on how to live then in the Promised Land.
那一面在西乃山底下，神也吩咐他们要为神造一个会幕，让神可以住在他们中间。
At the foot of Mount Sinai, they were told to construct a sanctuary so that God can dwell among them.
那这个会幕是怎么建造起来的呢？
Now, how is this tabernacle to be constructed?
我们从出埃及记二十五章那里，神耶和华晓应摩西的话语，让我们可以看见。
So from Exodus 25, from the words that the Lord spoke to Moses, we can see.
我们看见这个会幕建造起来的一个原则。
We see the principle for the tabernacle's construction is.
头一个就是神吩咐他们要把神所要的礼物，带来归给神。
That it says here that the sons of Israel were to raise a contribution.
这些礼物就是为了建造会幕所需要材料。
The offerings of the people will become the materials for the tabernacle.
然后底下神在那里就把他的心意显明给以色列百姓。
And then the Lord revealed his heart, his will to the sons of Israel.
就是要为他造一个圣所，使神可以住在他们当中。
Which is to construct a sanctuary so that God can dwell among them.
那底下神继续说，就是要制造帐幕和其中一切器具，都要照着我所指示你的样式。
And then it says, verse 9, that to, according to the pattern of the tabernacle and according to the pattern of its furniture, you shall construct it.
所以我们看见这个会幕是所以能够建造起来，头一个就是在那里奉献一些材料给神。
So the principle is that first one needs to offer the materials.
当材料奉献给神的时候，神在那里就把他心意把它发表出来。
Once you offer the materials to God, then God's will be manifest.
原来这些材料就是为了建造会幕，让神可以住在他们中间。
So that the materials that are offered becomes the building blocks of the sanctuary so that God can dwell among them.
那这个会幕怎么建造起来，神就继续说要照着他所指示的样式把它建造起来。
Now, how is it constructed? It's according to the pattern of the tabernacle, pattern of the furniture.
那个样式就是会幕的一个蓝图。
That the pattern is the blueprint.
那个蓝图就是神所吩咐的话。
The blueprint is the word of God.
所以他们照着神所吩咐的话，就把那会幕能够建造起来。
Thus, according to the word of God, they constructed the tabernacle.
当会幕建造起来的时候，就是神的旨意就成就在他们当中。
Once the tabernacle is constructed, then the will of God is completed in His people.
来到新约的时候，好像我们也看见这个一个原则。
In the New Testament, it's according to the same principle.
来到罗马书，我们知道罗马书乃是一本讲到神福音的书。
We know that the book of Romans is a book about the gospel.
所以神借使徒保罗把整个神的福音内容啊，从第一章到十一章把它讲解清楚以后。
So Romans 1 through 11 is about the gospel's content.
那十二章就开始讲到人在地上该如何来侍奉、来服侍神。
Then starting from Romans chapter 12, it tells us about how we are to serve God on earth.
头一个保罗呢是说到先要把将自己的身体当作活祭献给神。
The first step is to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice acceptable to God.
正在表明我们是属主的人。
That means that we belong to the Lord.
所以当一个人把自己奉献给神以后,
Once you consecrate yourselves to God,
底下他就告诉我们说我们就不是在属世界不要爱世界我们在那里就明白神存全可喜悦的旨意。
Then we will not love the world, then we can serve Him according to His will.
底下再来就说到在按着每一个人所得恩赐在那里配他服侍。
Then according to the measure of grace in each person, then we can serve.
这个配他服侍就是把教会建造起来。
And thus, one can serve Him by building up the church.
所以我们看从旧约会幕的建造到新约教会建造都看见一个原则。
So we can see from the Old Testament tabernacle being built up and the New Testament church being built up, there's one principle.
当一个人在那里有奉献的时候,
when there is a consecration,
神就一把他的心意向神的百姓把它发表出来。
When there is an offering, then God can reveal His will to His people.
他要住在人的中间。
He wants to dwell among men.
就旧约来说, 会幕是神居住的所在。
That the tabernacle was the sanctuary in which God dwelt.
就新约来说，教会乃是神的居所，神住在人中间的一个花表。
And now in the New Testament, the Lord dwells in the church.
那这个教会怎么被建造起来呢？
Now how is the church to be built?
乃是神的百姓在彼此配搭，在服事的时候，教会就被建造起来。
Now when each member is coronated in serving the Lord, then the church is being built.
就是神来，就是人来说，那就是神给。 人的一个托付，一个工作。
You could say that this is the entrustment then that God gives to us.
当教会在那里被建造起来的时候，我们知道神的旨意就成就在神的百姓当中。
When the church is being built up, then God's will is accomplished among His people.
所以我们看见教会是所有能够被建造起来。
We could see that the church is being built up.
头一个就是奉献。
Through first consecration.
一个人若是没有奉献的话，底下他就不能够明白神的旨意是什么。
Without consecration, then we would not know God's will.
只有一个愿奉献自己给神的人，神才乐意把他心意向人发表出来。
God is only willing to reveal His will to someone who has been consecrated.
那神的旨意能怎么样成就在神的百姓当中呢？
And how would His will be accomplished among His people?
底下就讲到神的工，神给人一个工作，一个托付。
Then we say that God has given a responsibility entrusted to people.
就是人来说，那就是服事。
And we can say in terms of man, that's service.
当神的儿女们明白神的旨意，他要住在人中间，在那里建造教会的时候，最终教会被建造起来，神的旨意成就就他就住在人当中。
Once we have service and the church is being built, then we could say that God is pleased and He will live among men.
所以我想，这个建造呢是开始奉献。
That the building up of the church starts with consecration.
有了奉献，才有真正的工作，才有真正的建造。
Only have true consecration, then you have true revelation of His will, then you'll have true construction.
那我们今天继续往前来看。
Let's continue to see.
那这个建造过程是怎样呢？
To see how is the process, what's the process of construction?
当神吩咐神的百姓要把那些礼物送来归给神。
That once the people offer their contribution to the Lord,
这些礼物都是神所规定的。
That all these materials that are given are what the Lord wants.
只有这些礼物才能够建造。 这些或是说所送来这些材料才能建造会幕。
Only the materials that are offered can build up the tabernacle.
但是我们知道百姓所奉献的这些材料、这些礼物呢，还不能直接作为建造会幕的一个材料。
We know that the materials that are offered by the people cannot just automatically be made into the tabernacle.
还不能直接。Directly, cannot.
All the materials cannot directly be made into the tabernacle.
这些材料也不是会幕。
The materials themselves are not the tabernacle.
所以必须把这些所奉献来的这些材料制作成一些，用我们这句话就是，制成品。
That the materials need to be fashioned into vessels.
因为是，因为，
哦，它是 remains a product.
那这些材料不过是一个原始材料就是。
Because the materials are raw.
因为这些原始材料必须要经过一个过程，把它成为一个产品，啊，才能够直接才能够用到那个废物的建造。So
these materials being raw need to undergo a process, and then we'll have the finished product.
就是把所现的那些造假木。
For example, you need acacia wood.
造假木送来可能很多一片片造假木。
You have multiple pieces of acacia wood that got contributed.
这些还不能直接作为废物的一个建造。
But these can't directly become part of the tabernacle.
你必须把这些造假木把它制作成个树板。
One needs to make the wood into planks and boards.
那树板就能够直接成为建造会幕的一些材料。
And once you have a board, that can become part of the tabernacle.
好，这些材料里面还有些紫色、素红色、蓝色这些细麻线。
You have blue, purple, scarlet material, fine linen.
要把这些材料、原木材料呢，把它织成一个幔子。
These materials need to be woven together into a curtain.
啊，这个幔子才能够挂在那个树板上。And
then the curtains can be put onto the boards.
材料，这些幔子才能直接作为废木建造的东西。And
thus you can take the materials to become part of the tabernacle.
同样，这些送来这些海狗皮、这些公羊皮。Likewise,
the porpoise skins, the ram skins, goat hair.
我们知道废木还有上面还有个盖。We
know that there's a covering on top of the tabernacle.
所以这些海狗皮、这些公羊皮，不过是从身上剥下，不过是一小块一小块。So
if you take the skins off the porpoise and off the ram, those are little pieces.
你不能一小块可以盖住整个废木的上面。You
cannot use one little piece to cover the whole tabernacle.
你必须把一块一块这海狗皮把它接起来，接起来成为很大块的，然后才能盖在上面。So
you need to take the various pieces of porpoise skins and weave them together to make the covering.
那些器皿桶也是一样。Same
thing with the gold, silver, bronze.
废木里面还有一些器皿。There's
lots of furniture in the tabernacle.
就那个金灯台，它是。
For example, the golden lampstand is one piece beaten to make, into shape.
虽然百姓把金子奉献给神。So
when the people contribute the materials to God,
但是这个金子还不是这个金灯台。But
the gold itself is not the golden lampstand.
所以必须把这些金子经过一个过程制作，然后成为一个金灯台。Thus,
you need to take the gold, put it through a process, beat it, in order to make it into a lampstand.
然后才能够摆在废木里面，让祭司服侍的时候能够来侍奉。Then
it can be placed into the holy place so that the priests can light when they serve.
到了新约，我们看见教会建造。And
in the New Testament, same.
彼得告诉我们说，我们来到主面前就像活石。
That we are living stones in the church. That's what Peter says. That we're to be made to a spiritual place. That each living stone is precious. That we are all purchased, redeemed by God.
结合起来，把它建造起来。But
all these living stones must be put together in order to be constructed.
都是每一块活石，虽然好像非常宝贵，但是都是摆在地上，不过是一块一块小石头就是。It
seems as if individually each stone is very precious, but if they're just placed on the ground one by one, they don't have as much value as when it's put together.
用处不大，功用。
The individual precious stones are not useful by
themselves.
But if you take those stones and build it into a house, then it has value. Then there will be great value in this house. Then people can live in there. People can do work in there.
就是教会来说，我们每一块都是一个活石。
in terms of the church, each one of us is a precious living stone.
圣洁的每一个, 在主面前好像是非常宝贵的,
although each person has value, deep value in God's sight,
但是没有太大功用,
but its use is not too much.
就摆在地上就是一块一块一大堆石头就是,
they're just randomly distributed stones on the earth.
但是若是把这些石头连在一起, 建造起来一个属灵的宫殿，就是我们今天所说教会。 那就是成为敬拜神、侍奉神的一个地方。
But then if you arrange these individual stones into one house, then we can serve and worship God together.
你看那个价值功用就不一样了。
Then its value would be very great.
所以这个就讲到基督徒不能只单单做一个个别基督徒。
That is why a Christian cannot just be an individual Christian.
这不是神真正的一个目的。
Because that is not God's purpose.
而是要把每一个个别的基督徒联合结合在一起。
Rather, it is bring together all the Christians
成为教会建造材料。
And make them into the materials for the building of the church.
当需要这样被建造起来的时候，那个功用属灵价值就何等不一样。
Then once the church is built, its value increases.
当人聚在一起，交集在一起的时候，在那能够敬拜神、赞美神、侍奉神。
So together as the church, the corporate being, one can worship and serve the Lord.
每一个小石头，每一个活石，就有赋予这个敬拜侍奉。
So that each of now these little stones can be, have value in worshiping.
虽然只是小小一块而已。
Although one may seem to be small.
但是因为和其他石头结合在一起，那个价值功用就。
But when all these small stones get put together, then its value is great.
所以我们今天传福音，还不是单单叫人不下地狱，得到一个生命而已。
Likewise, preaching the gospel is not just about telling people to be saved from hell. It is rather the Lord bringing together raw materials for His church. So that there will be a built up into a spiritual house that offers spiritual sacrifices. God does not want to gain just an individual. He wants to gain a corporate person. So we see at the beginning of Matthew, when the Lord of
incarnate
angel revealed to Joseph, fear not, that the Mary would be conceived a son by the Holy Spirit. That she shall bear a son whose name is Jesus. And Jesus means that he shall save his people from sin. Later it says,
这一切都是应验先知所说的话。This
is all according to the prophets.
必有童女怀孕生子。Behold,
a virgin shall conceive.
人要称他的名叫以马内利。And
his name shall be Emmanuel.
以马内利翻出来意思叫做神与人同在。Which
is translated God with us.
来到地上的时候也是一样。
So same thing when the Lord Jesus came to earth.
一面是把我们这些在罪恶里面拯救出来。
One is to save the people from sins.
另外一方面，他来呢是要与我们同在。
And so that he can have be with us, God.
所以要从一开头那里告诉我们。
So the beginning of the gospel says.
那里说道成肉身住在人的中间。
That the John's gospel begins with the Word became flesh and dwelt among us.
充充满满有恩典。
Full of grace.
那个道成肉身直接翻译就是说，支搭帐篷在人间。
Dwelt among us can be translated as tabernacle among us.
帐篷就讲到神的同在。
Tabernacle means the dwelling of God with us.
所以到启示录21章开头时候告诉我们。
So at the beginning of Revelation 21.
他在那里说，从宝座那里有声音出来，喊着说，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同在。That
So in Revelation 21, there is a voice from the throne that says, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. That God will dwell among men. That he would dwell with us. This tabernacle talks about the church. So tabernacle describes the holy city descending. That is the glorious church when the church is fully built. That God would fully be, His glory would fully would fill the church. And we could see that the church starts with people's consecration. Now, once we consecrate ourselves, the Lord starts to work in all these materials. So that finally the sanctuary can be built, the church can be constructed. So the church starts with people's consecration. That the beginning of our Christian life begins with consecration. That once the people consecrate themselves, then the Lord begins to
build.
Taking all these materials and building it into the sanctuary. So all the materials that will become the sanctuary are all precious. But it must go through a process to become the finished product. That's the same as the New Testament. So the Old Testament is also like that.
都是用山中所凿出来石头建造起来的。
So that's also true for the temple in the Old Testament. The temple was built from stones from the mountains.
圣经告诉我们说，那些石头都是又大又宝贵的石头。
Those stones were large and precious.
因为他所要建造的圣殿是一个非常伟大的一个工程。
Because the temple is going to be a great building.
所以大卫在那里说，这个工程是盛大的。
That's why David says the work is great. Because the temple is not for people to dwell in, but for God. It's for God to dwell in. That's why the building is great and glorious. So that all the people can see that God is great.
但是这个圣殿是怎么建造起来的呢?
Now, how is the temple constructed?
那个《列王记上》第六章第七节，那告诉我们说。We
read in 1 Kings chapter 6 verse 7.
他说是从山中凿成的。That
it's built of stone finished at the quarry.
对，有的版本说finished，有的是made
ready at the quarry.
就是这些都是非常大宝贵石头，是山中里面凿出，不仅把它挖出来，是把它凿成的，做成一个石头的。
So not only was it carved out from the mountain, but it was also finished at the quarry.
然后把那些造好的石头，然后拿去建造圣殿。And
then one takes those stones to build up the temple.
教会使人建造是一个伟大的工程。Similarly,
the church itself is a great and glorious work.
所以建造出来的教会是一个被称为荣耀教会，是要给神居住的。
God wants a glorious church, for He will dwell among her.
每一个石头、活石都是宝贵的。
Every piece of stone is precious.
因为它所建造不是一个物质的，是个属灵的圣殿。
Because what is being constructed is not just an ordinary building, but the holy habitation of God.
但是这些活石呢，应该说，它不能直接成为教会建造材料。
In one sense, these living stones themselves cannot just become.
正如旧约圣殿建造的是一样。
Because that's what principle we have been describing.
旧约圣殿建造嘛，是那些在山中那些石头是经过些制造过程，它才能带到建造圣殿那个地方去。Where
the Old Testament shows that the raw materials, those stones, need to be finished at the quarry before it could be built.
因为在山中那些石头呢，有大大小小不同的石头。
And that's because in the mountains, each stone might be of different sizes, different measurements. You can't just have the raw stones dug out from the mountains and put them together into the temple.
把它照着那个圣殿的样式所需要的那个格式来把它制造成一个另外一个制造成一个石头。
One needs to form each stone according to the pattern of the temple so that it can be.
因为圣殿建造的时候有各种不同需要的样式的格式的石头。
Because there's different measurements and dimensions that are for a temple.
尺寸也不一样。
All the measurements are different.
大小也不一样。
The sizes and shapes.
可是在建造圣殿的时候呢，有的地方需要用四方形的石头。
Perhaps in one part of the temple you need a cube.
有的地方可能是三角形的石头。
Other places you need a triangle.
有的地方可能需要用圆形的石头。
Or a round piece of stone.
若是只是从山里面把这些不同格式、不同尺寸的石头，你不能直接把它用到直接建造教会。
But you can't
建造圣殿。
Go to the mountain, dig out a piece of stone, and automatically put that into the temple.
你必须经过一个过程，按照那个圣殿所需要那个格式啊、尺寸、大小，你把那制造好的石头，然后才能用在那个圣殿的建造。
You need to take those stones, put them through a process so that it resembles the dimensions needed for the temple.
并且当把这些废弃的石头来建造圣殿的时候呢？
Not only that, when the finished stones were to be building up the house,
圣经告诉我们说，建造圣殿的时候呢，锤子、斧子和各样铁器的声音都没有听见。
That while the house was being built, nor hammer, nor axe, nor iron tool was heard.
为什么建造圣殿的时候都没有那些杂音呢？
Why is it that there was no noise when the house was being built?
因为每一块建造石头都已经格式都已经符合圣殿建造的需要。
That's because each material, each stone is already made to the right dimension.
所以当建造圣殿的时候，只要把这些石头呢制造好的时候，把它粘合起来，拼起来。
So when the house was being built, all you have to do is just take those stones and arrange them on top of each other.
所以一点声音都没有。
Thus, there's no sound heard.
那圣殿就建造起来。
And the house was built, temple was built.
我们知道今天科技的进步，像我们有时候买桌子啊，买一些柜子啊，要用。
For example, today if you were to buy furniture like a table or a chest of drawers,
我们买回来的时候呢，只要拼一拼，然后。螺丝锁一锁，锯起来是不是？
All we have to do is we just bring it home and put it together with very simple means.
为什么呢？因为这些我们所拼的这些材料都在工厂里面已经把那格式啊、把那样子啊、尺寸都已经做好了呀。
All we do is just have to build it up together, but the materials themselves are already finished at the factory. So now when you put it together, no sound was heard. However, when these pieces of the furniture were being made in the factory, there's a lot of sound that goes through.
那机器的声音，各种声音。
The sound of machinery.
但是我们是听不见的。
But we can't hear it from our homes.
那是在工厂里面是好像是暗中隐藏的。
That at the factory is a loud noise.
所以建造圣殿的石头也是一样。
And similarly, the finished work of the temple is as well.
为什么建造圣殿的时候一点声音都没有呢？
Why is it that when you see the temple being built?
因为是山中已经制造好了呀。
That's because the stones were already finished.
所以在山中制造的时候已经各种声音已经都有了。
That at the mountain quarry there could be a lot of noise.
敲敲打打的。
That chiseling and beating.
但是我们不知道。那是一个暗中的一个制造过程。
But we would not hear.
今天新约教会建造也是这样的原则。
Likewise, for the church being built up today.
就是我们的确蒙得就是为了成为教会建造材料。
That when we were saved, we became the materials of the church.
但是好像不是直接成为教会建造材料。
But does not those materials do not directly become the church?
因为好像每一个石头、每个活石也有不同样式、不同的尺寸。
Because every stone, precious stone, is of a different dimension, different measurements.
不能符合教会建造的一个需要。
They're not acceptable to be built into a church yet.
除非先经过一道手续。
Unless it goes through a process.
这个手续就是我们今天来说，就是个十字架功课。
We could say that that process is the work of the cross.
所以听什么一个人真的能成为教会建造材料，是要需是要经过十字架功课的。
So in order to become materials of the building of the church, one needs to undergo the work of the cross.
一个人经过十字架工作的时候，当他和其他石头配在一起的时候。
So if you undergo the work of the cross, then when the stones are arranged together,
因为每一块石头已经都是预备好了，已经做成了。
Then each stone would be finished.
然后他就能够结合其他石头，然后就把教会建造起来。
Then God can place the stones together to build up the church.
那就是讲到今天教会服事。
You could say that is the work of service.
这是我们曾经过主在身上一个制造过程。
That this is how the Lord builds in His people.
我刚刚说这个制造过程就是我们今天所说的一个十字架的工作。
I already mentioned that this process that the Lord brings us through.
这个十字架工作是在哪边做的呢？
How does the work of cross be accomplished in the people?
我们这些石头就像当初建造圣殿那个三重石头一样。
It's just like it's working on the stones that are being chiseled at the quarry.
我们好像一个天然生命属亚当生命性质还在我们身上。
That the Adam nature will still be on us.
那是一个原木料。
In the past, and that is very raw.
但是还没有经过手续，没有经过一个制造过程。
It has not undergone a process.
你不能直接拿到工地来成为建造圣殿的材料。
And thus you cannot just take that and make it into the church.
除非在山中，在隐秘当中。
Unless in the mountains, in the quarries.
现在学习十字架功课。
One learns the work of the cross.
当你学习到一个地步的时候呢，一起配在一起的时候，自然而然教会真的就被建造起来。
And we learn the lesson of the cross to an extent.That when we're finished, one can then be placed together into the church. So we see that the work of the cross is a process which we learn. We might daily say that, oh, we have this burden, we're bearing the cross today. If sometimes we hear people just saying that, oh, I'm bearing this and that cross, because when the work is being done, we do not hear a sound. We cannot hear the Lord working and chiseling in that person. But when the work is finished and the stones are being placed together, there is no sound. There was no hammer, nor iron tool, nor axe heard. It's very remarkable that the Word of God gives us the spiritual meaning behind that physical act. Thank the Lord that God saved us so that we can be materials of the church. That we could be useful vessels. However, if we don't go through the work of the cross, there's no vessel. Then we cannot become the materials for the church. Because we have a lot of dross from Adam that is still in our nature. So God needs to first work among His people. So that in the work of ministry, there's no sound whatsoever. And thus the church will be built. I remember an elder told me when I was younger. He said that you ministers and servants of the Lord, that if you do not allow God to first work in you, then you cannot work for God. That is what God needs to build up the church. If you do not allow God to work in you, how can you then work for God?
所以这个就是为什么神没有允许大卫来建造圣殿。
That is why God did not allow David to build the temple.
大卫是个战士，他流人血。
David was a general and he shed a lot of blood.
虽然他起义为耶和华建造圣殿，让神可以居住在里面。
Although he desired to build a habitation for God.
但是就这个战士在战场上是声音非常多的。
However, he has money.He shed a lot of blood on the battlefield.
车马的声音，人的声音，打仗的声音。
And in his warring, in his battles, there's lots of sounds of chariots and shouts.
神让他儿子所罗门来建造圣殿。
Thus, God needed his son Solomon to build the temple.
对，所罗门的意思就是平安。
Because Solomon means peace.
神让所罗门这个平安之王，这个和平之君来建造圣殿。
That God needed to have Solomon, this Prince of Peace.To build the church.
因为建造圣殿是在没有声音、没有杂音的光景底下才能被建造起。
Because the temple must be built without a sound, noise.
若是一个有杂音的人，比方说他在那里开始接受十字架功课。
But if someone is making noise, that means that they are undergoing the process of the cross.
十字架来说是一个不容易的一个功，是一个艰难的一个功。
Because the cross is a difficult lesson for each person.
就像那个。耶利米书十八章来告诉我们说，我们是像泥土，神是像窑匠一样。
For example, in Jeremiah 18, we are told that we are like clay, and God is like the potter.
泥土是一个属地的，也是没有太多价值的一个东西。
Clay is from the earth; it has very low value.
但是它在窑匠手中，慢慢在那里揉磨。在那里，甚至用在他身上雕刻、刻画。
However, when it's placed on the wheel, the potter can shape it.
最后还放到火炉里面给它烤。
And put it into the brick kiln for it to be baked.
若是泥土它有感觉的话
，if the clay has any feelings,
它一定觉得很不舒服的。
It would say that it's uncomfortable.
它可能也会叫，会哭，会怎么样
？It may Cry.
但是当这个窑土慢慢一步步做到快要成为了那个器皿的时候
，But as the clay is being molded into the vessel,
快接近完成品的时候，那声音慢慢就没有掉。
That as it's almost being completed into the vessel, then the sound of its noise will decrease.
最后成为一个荣耀器皿，美丽的器皿。
Diminishes as it becomes a glorious vessel.
那个价值功用就不一样了呀。
Then the value of this vessel would be great.
是同样刚才说，我们每一块都是活石，都是非常宝贵。但是若是只是放在地上，也是一块石头而已。
As we've been saying, each precious stone has some value when it's individually on the ground.
这泥土也是一样，你放在地上就是一个卑贱的东西。
Likewise, the clay that is from the earth.
但它经过窑匠的手。出来之后就不一样的东西了，是一个非常宝贵有价值的一个器皿。
But when it's molded by the potter's hand, then the vessel has glory and value.
所以弟兄姊妹，若是我们愿意像这样一块石头，愿意把自己放在主的手中
，So let us be like this piece of stone, willingly given to the Lord's hands.
让主在身上做工
，So that the Lord can work in us.
也许这些是不容易的
，Although it's difficult.
但是我们知道，最终所带出来的结果是荣耀的。
But we know that the finished product will be glorious.
在经过这些制作过程当中的时候，的确是不舒服。
That where as we go through difficulties and the cross, it might be hard.
但是我们会学习忍耐。
But if we learn endurance and patience,
因为知道最终所带出来的结果是一个非常荣耀的一个结果。
We will see that the result is glorious.
很可惜，今天许多神儿女他不知道，今天我们遇到很多难处，神有一个目的的。
Unfortunately, many brothers and sisters don't know that as we encounter challenging and difficult times, that there's a purpose.
为了成为一个合用的器皿，合乎他使用。
Because in order to become a vessel that is useful to the master.
最终更是能够成为建造教会的材料。
To be a vessel that can be then built into the
church, the house of God.
Something that is acceptable to God.
一个合用的器皿。
A vessel that is acceptable to God.
所以我们看见一个人是不是能够成为能为神做工。
That this person can then work for God. Then one needs to first allow God to work in us so that we can then work for God. But if in service there's lots of noise, a lot of static, can you say that the church will be built up well? That is why only Solomon can have built
the temple.
Because the church can be built only in peace and harmony. So that in the church, when each member bears the cross, that there is no sound, that each person endures the work of God in their lives, then they can be made into a vessel for the Master's use. Then he can work for God. However, today when we encounter different difficult things, and they don't endure it, they grumble, then it's very hard for God's work to be in them. If that's true for the individual, that should be also true for the corporate. That each person's lives individually is being built up, then the Spirit would also work. That requires the work of the cross in that person's life. They need to learn endurance. But if that person emits any dissatisfaction, any noise, then it's hard for God to use that person. But only if we're willing to commit ourselves to the potter's hand, then the potter can shape his will into the clay. To make different pieces of vessels for different uses. Then, brothers and sisters, the church will be built. So how is the church to be built?
Yeah.
How can we together be built? Each person must commit themselves to the Lord's hands. This is one principle governing building up of the tabernacle, the temple, and the church. If there's no initial consecration, then none of the subsequent steps can happen. But if you have consecration, then the Lord begins His work in you. And when the Lord begins His work, then the vessel is being made. However, if we reject the Lord's work, then we cannot grow. We cannot grow individually, nor can the church be collectively. So that is why God does not allow David to construct the temple, but his son Solomon. That's not to say that we must be first completed to be perfect, then we can build up the church. But it's when we are willing to offer ourselves to God, then God will begin His work. But if we are not willing to have God work in us, then we're like the stones in the mountains. Then we're all like those raw materials the children of Israel gave, the blue, scarlet, and purple materials. Just a pile of colored materials that cannot be used for the tabernacle. And thus cannot be fashioned into a vessel or furniture for the tabernacle. See? God's use.
因此当我们有这样的心愿把自己摆在主手中的时候,
Brothers and sisters, when we put ourselves in the Lord's hands,
当我们每一个人身上身在一步步成长的时候,
that as step by step God works in us and our
life,
then simultaneously the church is being built. Because each person is being a vessel that can be used. Each vessel can be put together for God's use. Thank the Lord that God uses each person's individual circumstances to build each other. As long as we accept the work of the cross, it doesn't matter. As long as we accept the work of the cross, then as these different vessels we put together, then there is this increase in value. Why is it so hard sometimes to coordinate with brothers and sisters? Why is it sometimes that when we're put together there's a lot of jostling and disagreements? That's because we have not been finished at the quarry. Being chiseled by the axe, iron tools, and hammer. Too much of the natural man is still there. Thus, there's no value. And lest one cannot take that and make it into the temple. Unless we humbly accept the work of the cross, we humble ourselves. Remember how when Christ came to earth, he humbled himself. He existed in the form of God, but did not count equality with God something to be grasped. He took on the likeness of man, becoming a servant. That he obeyed God to such an extent that he even went to the cross. That only through the cross can then salvation work be accomplished. Similarly, as disciples, as vessels, we also undergo the same process. That without going through the cross, there's no use in the hand of the Master. And thus we cannot coordinate with brothers and sisters. For some people, we see them, it seems like naturally they're very talented. But why is it seemingly impossible for them to coordinate with brothers and sisters in serving? Because a lot of their natural nature has to be taken away. These vessels are inappropriate and unacceptable because they can't be coordinated. Thank the Lord. But if we all accept the work of the cross, then all these vessels can be put together. Then we can be coordinated as we serve the Lord.
That's
oh, that there is now harmony among the brothers and sisters. And then there is a building up. Thank the Lord that in 1 Corinthians 12 that there's a variety of gifts. Oh, that it's distributed among God's people. That the Spirit distributes all things as God wills. That God arranges all the members of the body. Each person's responsibility might be different. Their position might be different. But it's still under the Spirit's distribution, under God's arrangement. If we believe that God arranges all the members of the
在主的手中。
Then we can be at peace in the Lord's hands.
我们站在自己该站的地位上。
Then we can all rest and in each person's
gift. 我们站在自己的本分。
That each person has received a gift.
你看整个身体的功用就显出。
Then you can see the body will be effective.
当身体的功用显出来的时候。
Then once the body is effective.
就像希伯牛所告诉我说，基督的身体被建造起来的时候。
That just as Ephesians says, when the body is being built up,
就满有基督长成的身量。
That we will come to the fullness of the measure of Christ.
这个基督的身体目的是什么呢？
So what is the purpose of the body of Christ?
上次我们讲到，基督的身体就是那个充满万有神丰满的地方。
Last time we shared, it's the fullness of Him that fills all in all.
借着这个基督的身体，教会就把那丰满的神把它表明出来，彰显出来。
Therefore, the body of Christ can express the fullness of Him who fills all.
神的同在就丰富在那里。
Then the Lord's presence is.
所以，当会幕圣殿建造起来以后
，Once the temple is built. Once the sanctuary is built,
神荣光就充满在会幕圣殿里面。
Then God's glory filled it.
那就神住在神的百姓当中。
Then the Lord dwells among His people.
神的荣耀从神的百姓当中彰显出来。
Then the glory is manifested through God's people.
教会今天也是一样。
Same thing with the church.
但是感谢神，神建造教会不是默默无声的，默默无声的。
That when the church is built, there's no sound. It's all harmonious.
不像今天地上人要建造一个大建筑物。
That's very unlike if we were to build a building on Earth now.
在那就宣扬说，这个建筑的建筑师是多有名，是怎样的人？
That we would think, oh, how famous is that architect that made it?
这些材料都是贵重的材料，都是从什么国家运来的？
That these are precious, important materials that went into making this building.
好像咱们宣扬他们这个建筑有多伟大。
That we sometimes describe how great this building is in those terms.
感谢神，教会是个伟大工程。
The church is the great work of God.
是神所经营所建造的。
Because He made it, He built it.
建造了两千多年。
It has been undergoing construction for the last 2,000 years.
神在建造这个过程当中都是。
However, when it's built, no sound was heard.
非常安静的。
Everything is at peace and rest.
是在宣扬这个教会有多大，人数有多少。
We never describe how great the church is in physical terms. How many people are in it?
因为我们要看见，这是一个才是一个真正属灵建造的。
That we want to value the spiritual building up.
不是宣扬自己，而是宣扬主自己。
We want to value the Lord Himself and not us ourselves.
这宣扬不是外面的宣传。
We boast not in the outward statistics.
这宣扬啊，是借着教会弟兄姊妹服侍显出来的。
But the quality is in the service and the life.
这宣扬是借着基督属于生活的表现而显扬出来的。
That it's the testimony of each person's life that exhibits Christ.
感谢主，这是一个伟大的工程。
Thank the Lord that the work is great.
我们都有份这个伟大工程。
That we all have a part in this great work.
我们都在其中。
That we are all part of it.
虽然不过是一个小小一块石头，就是。
Although seemingly we're a small piece of stone.
但是当所有石头结合在一起、建造起来，那是个荣耀的教会。
However, when all these small stones are put together, then there is a glorious church.
我们有份这个荣耀的教会。
That we are all part of the glorious church.
因为这个荣耀教会是基督他自己。
Because the glorious church is Christ Himself.
我们有份于他伟大、他荣耀、他圣洁公义。
That we all have a portion of Himself.
那是神所要得着的教会。
And thus God gains the church.
感谢主，今天神仍然在建造他的教会。
Thank the Lord that today God is building the church.
但是我们知道有一天这个工程要完成。
But one day we know that this will be completed.
这个工程有一天要显明出来。
This building will be completed and will be manifested.
21章、22章
And that is what Revelation 21 and 22 shows us.
有一天神的帐幕在人间。
Once again, one day His tabernacle is among men.
当有一天圣城耶路撒冷降临的时候。
That the holy city of Jerusalem will descend.
那显出来的那就是一个荣耀圣城。
The holy city will express God's glory.
街道是金金的。
The street is gold.
满了城都是金、金子、银子，都是宝石。
That there's precious stones in the holy city.
那就是我们这些人。
And that is us.
你们都在其中。
We are all in her.
在那一日显现的时候，基督和教会是紧合在一起的。
On that day, Christ and the church will be in union.
能看见基督就看见教会。
When someone sees Christ, they will see the church.
能看见教会就看见基督。
When people see the church, they will see Christ. Thank the Lord that the glorious church will one day be manifest. So let's allow the Lord to work in us. When the Lord works in us today, we learn to rest. We learn to humbly obey. So that God's desired work in us will be completed. Because the church can only be built in peace and harmony. May the Lord be with us. May the Lord continue to encourage us by these words, so that His eternal purpose and will be accomplished in us. All glory be to Him. That's the end of my sharing. Can the brother close us in prayer? Father, we thank you for the message that we have just received.
父王，我们感谢你为着刚刚传扬的信息。
Indeed, Father, we want to offer ourselves to you so that you may reveal your will and do your work in us.
但愿我们每个人都能这样子奉献给你，好叫你的旨意能够启示给我们。
We pray that we may indeed bear up our cross daily, that the work of a cross may be made complete in us so that we may be built up into this house. And we thank you that you desire to dwell among us and that you desire for us to exhibit your glory.
感谢主，因为你愿意住在我们中间，愿意将你自己显示启示在将你自己的荣耀借着我们能够被彰显出来。
So may you open our spiritual eyes to see the preciousness of this work.
求你开我们里面的灵眼，好叫我们看见这里的宝贝。
And may ourselves be made into the type of people who you desire for us to be.
使我们能够成为这样你要寻找的这样的器皿，这样的人。
And may you have your way in us.
好叫你在我们身上涌入。
Thank you and praise you and pray all these things in your Son's most holy and precious name.
感谢主，我们奉靠主耶稣这个宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.